Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why can't we stand up? And we give God the glory. Amen. Do we have people here who has got hands? Wait. I'll tell you how we clap to the Lord. Amen. When you clap for men, you clap like this. And when you clap for God, wait, don't be in a hurry. Hallelujah. I want you to clap and dance your problems, your sorrows, and sicknesses away. I want you to do what you have never done before. I want you to just be like David, and I want you to tell your neighbor, give me some space. If you are seated, standing next to your mother or father-in-law, please move aside, because I want you to do something wild you have never done before. When I say hallelujah, I don't know whether you're going to learn, you're going to jump and shout. Just do something. Because I have got a reason why I'm doing that. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Jesus! Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to shout hallelujah, but it only keeps the doctor away from your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you are here, Lord. And when you are there, Lord, mighty things happen. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. I pray, God, that you speak through my mouth, think through my mind, and do whatsoever you want to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praises after you have done this today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you so much. Mostly I want to thank Pastor Tom for allowing us to come here. You know, they were with us a week, maybe 2 weeks ago in Indiana when our daughter had a wedding. And, you know, what I saw there was love. Because traveling from here to Indiana and to come back, it's not easy, but they did that. Representing every one of you, we are really so grateful for all that you did for us. We thank Pastor Hannah and Pastor Brian, Pastor Vincent and his wife for all the support that you people are giving us.
And we salute you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't have much time today, but I just want to give you an appetizer. Because after me cometh he who is greater than I, the thong of his sandals I'm not worthy to stoop and untie. Amen. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Our God is a good God. And he smiles. Hallelujah. So if you want to smile, if you want to laugh even as I preach, you are welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's going to release his spirit today.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we from Africa, just because we eat a lot of chili, hot chili, like the one I had the other day, sometimes we speak louder. And when we say hallelujah, we don't say hallelujah, but say hallelujah. So you will forgive me if I shout so many hallelujahs. But let's read from Mark chapter 10, verses from 46 to 52. Amen. I love you all, and I really thank God that you are here today. I will read. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more and a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, he is calling you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Hallelujah. There was Jesus. Maybe he was coming to Ithaca. And as he was entering Ithaca, people gathered around. They wanted to see him because they had been hearing about him. When we hear about Jesus, we need to act. Hallelujah. Don't just hear and do nothing. Somebody said that if you want to be counted, then you must stand up and lift up your hand. Amen. If you just remain seated, you won't be counted, you'll be forgotten. And people sometimes will think that maybe you're just a doormat. But if you want to be counted, if you want to do something, if you want to be participating. You have to stand up and say, here am I, use me, Lord. So this man, blind Bartimaeus, after he had heard about Jesus, the number one thing he had to do was to forget who he was. Not casting away the fact that he was blind, but accepting it by faith, but he needed to do something. And he's, even though a lot of people were following Jesus, they were pushing, they were doing everything, but he said, let me do something. And this is what he did. He said, he went closer to Jesus and he shouted, Jesus! I don't think that he was shouting like we do sometimes, Jesus. Yes, God hears our silent voices. But sometimes he wants us to show action. Jesus! Hallelujah. And everyone else was disturbed, including those people that were escorting him. Because, you know, when somebody is blind at our home, I don't know if we have got a piece of a stick or broomstick, whatever, I'll show you. They give them a broomstick or a lord. Hallelujah. Brother Pastor Karim, can you come? Yeah. Yes. And will you? Yes. Yeah. Right. So, close your eyes. This is the way they walk at home with somebody who was blind. And wherever the stick goes, it goes too. Hallelujah. This is how it was. Amen. Stand there, stand there. We're preaching together.
Oh, awesome.
Hallelujah. And he started shouting, Jesus! And this man, who was his guider, say, no, no,
no.
Don't trouble Jesus.
Don't trouble Jesus.
Do you know why he was saying so? Because the Bible said, he shouted the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he said,
no, don't do that.
Disturbing.
You are disturbing the master.
Jesus.
He's
busy.
Mm-hmm. He's busy.
Hallelujah. And sometimes these can also be elders in the church. Sometimes there's somebody with a need, a big need. They want to come and see the pastor. They want to have prayer or anything, they say, no, don't trouble the pastor. Even the disciples of Jesus, they stopped the young ones from seeing Jesus. Don't trouble Jesus. Don't let the son, the children come to Jesus. If they've got problems, we'll sort it out. But sometimes people, they need they themselves to go and touch Jesus by themselves. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we, the people that surrounds the pastor, surrounds the elders, we stop them. No, no, no.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't come to him.
Hallelujah. How many times have you been broken others? How many times have you been broken yourself or the church from seeing Jesus? Instead of people seeing Jesus, you broke them. Hallelujah. But I like this guy because he did not keep silent. Amen. He shouted. He pushed on. Jesus! I've said already, forgive me for shouting. But when we in the presence of the Lord, we don't hold anything. And they say to him, don't trouble Jesus. He's busy. Don't you see all these people that are following him? Hallelujah. But Jesus hid him. And the Bible says, the same people that were against him, were stopping him, when they heard that Jesus was calling him, they started saying, he is calling you. Hallelujah. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even those that were opposing him or against him to be his friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your ways are pleasing to the Lord, he will open a door for you. He will make things possible that it will be well with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So they said, don't do that. Do you know why the people were saying, don't do that? Can anyone tell me? I'm saying we are preaching together today. Can somebody tell me why these people were stopping this man? Maybe it doesn't happen here in the U.S., because you are developed nations, well civilized. But in Africa, sometimes people, they hold somebody, maybe who is disabled or who has got a problem, because they want to make gains out of him. And I think maybe that could also be the case then. Because if this blind Bartimaeus, hallelujah, so he is blind, he doesn't see, hallelujah, and I'm leading him the way. Hallelujah. I'm leading the way, going with him. And people give him the money. Who keeps the money? Hallelujah. Somebody comes again and give him the money. Who keeps the money? I keep the money. So why would I want people to stop giving him the money that I will put in my pocket if he gets healed? That's what happened. These people that were stopping this man to go to Jesus, they were making gains out of him. Just like that slave girl in the book of Acts, whose demons were casted and the people turned against the apostles because they were making gains. Sometimes in Africa, when somebody is sick in the hospital, the doctor would come and say, but we are going to discharge you tomorrow because we are feeling that you are doing good. And you find that the guardian says, no. This one, she can stay another 2 weeks. Why? Because they are enjoying all the gifts that the people and the sympathies that they are receiving from the people. Hallelujah. But this Bartimaeus forget about all those things. He said, Jesus, have mercy on me. It's only when you call upon the name of Jesus that you receive mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want me to continue or stop there? Should I continue? Okay. And let's lead. Come. We're preaching together. Hallelujah. Verse number 48. And men charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, great deal, Thou Son of David, emphasizing. And Jesus stood still. You know, he stood, he made heavens to stand still. When you call upon the powerful name, the mighty name of Jesus, heavens stand still to give you attention. Wow. Hallelujah. When you call upon the name of Jesus, heavens stands still to give you an attention. And when he said, Jesus, heaven stood. And he said, who is calling me? And I said, bring him here. And walking. People are giving him money. I'm leading him, and he's crying, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Come on.
Jesus.
Son of David.
Son of David.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And Jesus said, come here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when he threw away his jacket, hallelujah, do you know what he was saying? He was saying, into your hands I give everything. Because in his jacket, hallelujah, there were his important papers, there was his driver's license, there was his auto teller machine card, there was everything. If he was married, there was his marriage certificate in his jacket. Hallelujah. Everything that he trusted, that he relied upon, was in that jacket. And when Jesus called him, come here. When you are coming to Jesus, you have to come to Jesus just as you are. Not with other packages. Not with other plans, plan A or plan B, that I'll just try Jesus. If he fails, I'll go back to my old ways. I'll go back and do this. But when you want to receive from Jesus, you come with all your heart. Hallelujah. The things that you depend upon, you throw them away. Jesus,
I have heard your call. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, Lord. It's me, it's me, it's me, Lord, standing at the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you come to Jesus, you come with all your heart. Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. And that's what Bartimaeus was saying by throwing away all that he had. Not saying, but I'll go to the church and they'll pray for me. But if it fails, I'll go. You know, at home we got magicians who got other things and say, I'll go to church, but they'll pray for me. But if it fails, I'll go back to my old ways. No, when you come to Jesus, go with your whole heart. Hallelujah. And when he went to Jesus, he was straightforward. What do you want that I should do for you?
Heal me.
Yes. And it said, that I might receive my sight. Mind you, there were a lot of people. And he had to speak it loud. You know, sometimes it's so interesting. When people are in trouble, they call for prayer. It's not long. They will trouble the pastor, breakfast, lunch, and supper before the pastor eats that. He's calling. I need prayer. I need this. I need this miracle. But when God answers the prayer, the same person who was the first person to come to church because they needed prayer. You know, when they needed prayer, they were so, they were available every time to mop the church, to do the glass, or to cook, or to do everything. But the day that God answered their prayer, it's like it was the day that they say goodbye, Jesus. I will see you again when I have got a problem. How many of us are like that? The moment, the day God answered their prayer and they gave them a raise at their job, at their business, at whatever they do, they say, God, I will see you again. But this brand Bartimaeus, come my brother. Hallelujah. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered him, what wilt thou I should do unto thee? The blind man said that, Lord, I might receive my sight. Hallelujah. Verse number 52. And Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Now he's seeing, hallelujah, they are walking together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he finds things. They are doing it together. Now they are in partnership with Jesus. But it didn't say, thank you, Jesus, that I am healed. Now I'm going to sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'll call you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are things that sometimes blocks us or stops us from seeing the hand of Jesus.
One of those things is unforgiveness to other people, even to ourselves. We live under condemnation. We live condemning ourselves, not forgetting the things that happened maybe 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even yesterday. And every day we are saying, Jesus cannot use me. Jesus cannot bless me. Jesus hasn't got anything to do with me. But I want to tell you, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. No matter what your problems were or are, but if you say, Jesus, have mercy on me, you will receive mercy. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, verses 18 to 19, the Bible says, Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be laid like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hallelujah. No matter what you did, no matter what is happening, but if you call upon the name of Jesus, the Bible says that he will take all your faults and your sins and throw them into the lake, not Lake Eliu or not Lake any other lake, but into the lake of forgetfulness. He will no longer remember your sins. He will no longer remember anything when you call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, on verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. If you are willing and you're obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I've got a story. Maybe it doesn't happen here, but it happened in Africa. Because back home, we keep dogs. Some are very big dogs, fierce dogs. And I know you also keep dogs and you love dogs, but there is a difference between your dogs and our dogs. Because our dogs, they stay outside the house. And we give them bones to eat. And they are security dogs. Whereas your dogs, you keep them in the house, you give them good clothes and on a comfortable bed. Anyway, but dogs are dogs. And a wolf is another animal also. And they are wild dogs. And one day, there was famine in the land in Africa, you know. The U.S. government sends us maize and all this. I thank God for them. But there was this dog who was always kept on a chain in a leash outside there. Every morning, its master gave it good bones and whatever, and the dog was eating, and she was very happy. And the other day, he was visited by this wolf or wild dog from the nearby forest. And he went and saw him. I said, my friend, I am suffering. I said, why? He said, there are no food in the bush. No animals, no hares or deer. I can't find any. But my friend, why are you looking so nice? And he says, you know,
because my master feeds me. He said, but you are always under the leash, and I am free there. And he said, that's true, because I'm under my master's my master's wishes. Whatever he says, that's what I do. If he tells me to jump three times, I jump three times. That's why he cares for me. But for you, in the wild there, there is no one to look after you. That's why you are suffering. So the other dog says, but you are like a slave. Says, yes, I would rather be a slave to this master because he's a good master. Whose slave are you? If you are willing and obedient like that dog who was always on the chain, you will not suffer alone because your master will look after you. Hallelujah. Your master is Jesus. If you allow him to tame you, to hold you, you will never be alone. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. I want us to read also maybe in Psalms chapter number 23, verses 1 to 6. I'll dwell a lot on the last two verses. Hallelujah. I would rather be a slave to Jesus than to the world. Hallelujah. Because when I am a slave to Jesus, he will look after me. Even Paul said, he would rather be a bond slave of Jesus. And whenever he writes it, he says, I, Paul, a prisoner or a slave to Jesus, lie to you. Hallelujah. Whose slave are you? Are you a slave of your own? Or are you a slave of somebody? Or are you a slave of the things of this world? Be a slave of Jesus so that when you call him Jesus, heaven will stand still and listen. Joseph is calling. Michael is calling. Deborah is calling. Janet is calling. And you say, what do you want? And you say, I need healing. I need a good job. I need a baby. I need finances. I need a house. I need to finish my education. I need another farm trailer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read this, then I'll start going down, finishing. I don't know what's the time. How many minutes do I have? Five? Wow. Okay, quickly. Verse 23, 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy Lord and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over.
Hallelujah. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want two, three young men to come, including our pastor here. Can I have two young men? Oh, yes. Yeah, three. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's call him Messi. I know he's a man, but he's Messi. Hallelujah. And let's call him Favor. And let's call him Goodness and Mercy and Favor. That we call him
Mercy.
Mercy.
Favor. Favor.
And Goodness. Hallelujah. And I want you to be following me. We'll walk from here. Hallelujah. Come. You are going to protect me if I fail you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So it's me. Let's say take Pastor Tom. I'm like Pastor Tom today. So I am going to go to Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. And on the way, there are troubles. There are traffic policemen, and people are not driving well. There are all these bad and funny things. Hallelujah. But the Lord has said, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and he is my shepherd, and he is walking with me. Let's go. Hallelujah. Can you see? Goodness and favor, they are following me all the days of my life. Now, hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's what happens when you are going with the Lord. Goodness and mercy and favor, they are triplets. They walk together. You cannot separate them. But they walk together to protect the women and the men of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are not alone. Hallelujah. And David said, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord the rest of my life, because his goodness and mercy plus favor, they shall follow me. Hallelujah. When there is a war or this, something, he is your mighty warrior. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Whatever battles you are going through, know that God, he is the mighty warrior. He is the conqueror of the conquerors. He conquered and he gave you the conquest so that you can become more than a conqueror. Amen.
You are not just a mere person, but you are a mighty man of God, a man of valor, a man belonging to God, that the devils, the demons, they tremble when they see you, because they don't see you, they see who is behind you, and that is Jesus. They see the blood of Jesus that washes away any sin, the blood of Jesus that heals, that blood of Jesus that makes you to be successful. That's what the devils see, and they fear you, and they don't even fear you, but they tremble, they shake at the mention of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every knee, every tongue should bow and confess that Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you the glory. We praise you. Take the glory, Jesus. Take the glory. Jesus. Jesus. Your name is higher than any other name, that whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved, shall be healed. Miracles shall happen at the mention of your name. This morning, I know the Lord has spoken to us, and we want the same God to touch you. If you are there and you want God to heal you, to do anything, indeed, my sister heard very well that it's a day of healing. Healing spiritually, healing physically, healing whatever area that you need healing. There is no one who has come to the Lord and received nothing. No one who comes to the house of God and go back home the same way they did. If you are here today, the Lord is ready to meet you.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.